This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says four people were killed in the aftermath of fresh Russian strikes, the latest attack to cause massive power disruptions across the country and pile pressure on its embattled critical infrastructure as temperatures plunge. Quote, power engineers immediately started restoration work, Zelensky said in his nightly address, adding, quote, it was necessary to switch to emergency shutdowns in many Ukrainian regions. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday drove a Mercedes across the Crimean Bridge linking southern Russia to the annexed Crimean Peninsula, less than 2 months since an explosion tore through one of the Kremlin chief's showcase infrastructure projects. The 12-mile road and rail bridge, which was personally opened by Putin in 2018, was bombed on October 8th in an attack Russia said was carried out by Ukraine. Ukraine never claimed responsibility for the explosion that happened a day after Putin's 70th birthday. Confusion over the status of Iran's religious police is growing as state media cast doubt on reports the force had been shut down. The mixed messages have raised speculation that Iran's clerical leadership is considering concessions in an attempt to diffuse widespread anti-government protests that are entering the third month. Despite the uncertainty, it has appeared for weeks that enforcement of the strict dress code for women has been scaled back. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. South Africa's governing African National Congress National Executive Committee has said the party will vote against adoption of a report that found preliminary evidence President Cyril Ramaphosa may have violated the Constitution. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Outside a meeting venue in Johannesburg, a crowd sang its support for Cyril Ramaphosa. The executive committee of his ruling African National Congress met on Monday to discuss allegations he may have committed misconduct and violated his oath of office. That follows a report by a panel of experts into allegations that large sums of foreign currency were hidden at Ramaphosa's game farm, and that he failed to report the money missing when it was stolen in 2020. On Monday, Ramaphosa filed court papers challenging the report, while at the executive committee meeting, ANC Treasurer General Paul Mashatile announced the ANC would vote in Parliament against adoption of the panel report.
Democratic Republic of Congo's government on Monday said 272 civilians were killed in a massacre in an eastern town last week, raising the death toll from a previous estimate of 50. Congo's government has blamed the massacre on the M23 rebel group, which has denied responsibility. The United Nations said last week it had received reports of a high number of civilian casualties that occurred during clashes between the M23 and local militias on November 29th, but did not give any figures. Congo's army and the M23, a Tutsi-led militia, have been locked in a fighting for months in the country's rest of east. Sudan's political parties and military signed a framework deal on Monday they said would pave the way for a two-year civilian-led transition towards elections and end a sometimes violent standoff triggered by a coup in October 2021. But the deal has been opposed by protest groups that are against negotiations with the military and by Islamic factions loyal to the regime of former leader Omar al-Bashir, who was ousted in 2019. Under the framework agreement, the military, which has led the government since the coup, agreed it would only be represented on a Security and Defense Council headed by a prime minister. Brazil's indigenous leaders were disappointed on Monday after President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva appeared to backtrack on a promise to create a Ministry of Indigenous Affairs to help restore rights and protections that were undermined by the current government. I'm Joe Ramsey.